You're listening to SBS News.
For nearly 2 weeks, Lebanon has seen continuous protests calling for the resignation of the government and the overthrow of the political class that's dominated the country since the civil war, which lasted from 1975 to 1990. Today, Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced he had had enough.
It's been 13 days and the Lebanese people are waiting for a decision about a political solution to stop the escalation. I tried all this time to find an exit and listen to the voice of the people and protect the country from the security and economic dangers. Today, to be honest with you, I have hit a dead end and it is time for a big shock to confront the crisis.
Mr. Hariri's comments were quickly cheered by the few protesters who had returned to the epicentre of the protests in central Beirut. Earlier, a mob loyal to the Shiite groups Hezbollah and Amal had broken up the protest camp shortly before Hariri spoke, tensions that reflected the division among politicians over how to handle the crisis. Mr. Hariri called on all Lebanese to protect civil peace and prevent further economic deterioration.
I'm heading to the presidential palace to submit the government's resignation to President Michel Aoun and to the Lebanese people in all regions, in response to the will of many of the Lebanese people who took to the streets asking for change, and because it is necessary to have a safety belt that protects the country in this historic moment. My appeal to all Lebanese is to prioritise Lebanon's interests, safety and civil peace, and halting the country's economic decline above everything else.
Lebanon has been paralysed by the unprecedented wave of protests against the rampant corruption of the political class that's collectively led the country into the worst economic crisis since the civil war. This protester, Imad Samaha, says Mr. Hariri's resignation is not a surprise.
It was expected under the pressure of this people's uprising. It is something joyful for the Lebanese people, because he was one of the symbols of the authority and the authority's strength. They really should all be held accountable, and no way he would come back as Prime Minister.
Reaction has been swift around the world, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian calling on Lebanese leaders to do everything to maintain stability. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas agrees, saying that the last thing that's needed is a political vacuum. Farhan Haq, the deputy spokesman for the UN Secretary-General, says Antonio Guterres has taken note of the resignation.
He calls on all sides to maintain peace and avoid violence, and for security forces to show restraint and to protect civilians, including peaceful protesters. We hope that a political solution would be found to preserve stability and peace in the country.
Farhan Haq says it's up to Lebanon's politicians and security forces to keep the situation under control.
In light of today's developments, the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Jan Kubisch, urges the security forces to maintain law and order, to take action against those that instigate violence, regardless of their party affiliation, and to protect demonstrating civilians who need to maintain the peaceful character of their protests. He reminds the political parties that they bear the full responsibility for the behavior and action of their supporters and for controlling them, especially if they provoke clashes with peaceful protesters or security forces.
President Michel Aoun, a political ally of Hezbollah, could now either accept Hariri's resignation and begin consultations towards forming a new government, or ask him to rethink. Alan Lee, SBS News.